Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Paper is very important in our lives. However, we shouldn't forget that it's made from one of the most valuable resources on this planet, trees. Paper items are often quickly used up and thrown away, but trees take many years to grow. Our company sells high-quality items made only from recycled paper. Do you need paper towels, coffee filters, plates and cups? We have all of these. Visit us online at www.greenpaper.com or at one of our many shops across the UK. Two.
As you can see, this building has three floors. We're going to start on the ground floor, where we'll learn about the history of papermaking. Then on the first floor, you'll get to see the different stages of the papermaking process. And then we'll go to the second floor, where you'll be able to create your own piece of paper to take home as a souvenir. By the way, on our website, we've got an interactive game about the history of paper. Don't forget to check it out later. Okay, are you ready? Follow me.
Three. Cranes are beautiful birds that have long necks and very big wings. According to Japanese tradition, if you make 1,000 origami paper cranes, your wish will come true. I'm not good at origami, but I want to try it. And what is my wish? I want more people who follow me on my internet channel to realize that cranes are birds which really need our help. So watch me fold my first paper crane in this short film. In my next film, I'll tell you about how you can help these beautiful birds and show you some clips from my recent trip to Japan. Four.
You may wonder why there's so much paper on your desks. I want you to work in teams of three to construct the tallest paper tower you can. You can't use more than 30 sheets of paper. Afterwards, I'm going to test how well you've built it. Your tower needs to be strong enough to carry the weight of the book I'm holding in my hand. When you finish, we'll find out who the winner is. So, choose your partners, make your plans, and get to work.
Five. Hi, John. It's such a pity you weren't able to go hiking in the Lake District with me yesterday. While I was there, I came across a bridge in a really beautiful location. I took a few photos and recorded a short video. The amazing thing about the bridge is that it is made completely out of paper. In fact, 22,000 sheets of paper were needed to construct it, but no glue, metal, or wood was used. The bridge was created by an environmental artist called Steve Messam. I'm going back there next weekend. Would you like to come?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Paper is very important in our lives. However, we shouldn't forget that it's made from one of the most valuable resources on this planet, trees. Paper items are often quickly used up and thrown away, but trees take many years to grow. Our company sells high-quality items made only from recycled paper. Do you need paper towels, coffee filters, plates and cups? We have all of these. Visit us online at www.greenpaper.com or at one of our many shops across the UK. Two.
As you can see, this building has 3 floors. We're going to start on the ground floor, where we'll learn about the history of papermaking. Then on the first floor, you'll get to see the different stages of the papermaking process. And then we'll go to the second floor, where you'll be able to create your own piece of paper to take home as a souvenir. By the way, on our website, we've got an interactive game about the history of paper. Don't forget to check it out later. Okay, are you ready? Follow me.
Three. Cranes are beautiful birds that have long necks and very big wings. According to Japanese tradition, if you make 1,000 origami paper cranes, your wish will come true. I'm not good at origami, but I want to try it. And what is my wish? I want more people who follow me on my internet channel to realize that cranes are birds which really need our help. So watch me fold my first paper crane in this short film. In my next film, I'll tell you about how you can help these beautiful birds and show you some clips from my recent trip to Japan. Four.
You may wonder why there's so much paper on your desks. I want you to work in teams of 3 to construct the tallest paper tower you can. You can't use more than 30 sheets of paper. Afterwards, I'm going to test how well you've built it. Your tower needs to be strong enough to carry the weight of the book I'm holding in my hand. When you finish, we'll find out who the winner is. So, choose your partners, make your plans, and get to work.
5. Hi, John. It's such a pity you weren't able to go hiking in the Lake District with me yesterday. While I was there, I came across a bridge in a really beautiful location. I took a few photos and recorded a short video. The amazing thing about the bridge is that it is made completely out of paper. In fact, 22,000 sheets of paper were needed to construct it, but no glue, metal, or wood was used. The bridge was created by an environmental artist called Steve Messam. I'm going back there next weekend. Would you like to come?
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu pierwszego.
One.
One day, an ancient Egyptian statue in a Manchester museum started slowly turning round in its glass case, but nobody knew why. This puzzled visitors and staff for months. A few people suggested it was magic, but most were sure there was a logical explanation. Finally, an engineer discovered that the statue was moving because of tiny vibrations caused by museum visitors walking next to it. The statue is 3,800 years old and was donated to the museum by a collector 80 years ago. It had previously stood in a remote part of the museum and only started turning after being moved to a busy section.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One day, an ancient Egyptian statue in a Manchester museum started slowly turning round in its glass case, but nobody knew why. This puzzled visitors and staff for months. A few people suggested it was magic, but most were sure there was a logical explanation. Finally, an engineer discovered that the statue was moving because of tiny vibrations caused by museum visitors walking next to it. The statue is 3,800 years old and was donated to the museum by a collector 80 years ago. It had previously stood in a remote part of the museum and only started turning after being moved to a busy section.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
Two. Hi, Mom. It's John. I've arrived safely in London and I've just got to Highbury where my friend lives. You remember Highbury Stadium, don't you? You know, the one which was the home of the famous Arsenal Football Club for over 90 years. Well, it turns out that the block of flats where my friend lives was built on the site of the stadium. That's incredible. It's crazy to think that he lives in the same place where famous footballers like Henri, Bergkamp and Vieira scored so many goals. Some parts of the stadium are still here, and that's why it's so attractive to fans of the game. For example, they've kept the pitch and made a beautiful garden out of it. It's called Highbury Square now. They've also kept the players' tunnel. You know, the tunnel which players walk through to get to the pitch. I'm actually standing in it right now, feeling the atmosphere. It leads from my friend's block of flats to the garden. When I get back to the flat, I'll send you some photos. Bye!
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Mum. It's John. I've arrived safely in London and I've just got to Highbury where my friend lives. You remember Highbury Stadium, don't you? You know, the one which was the home of the famous Arsenal Football Club for over 90 years. Well, it turns out that the block of flats where my friend lives was built on the site of the stadium. That's incredible. It's crazy to think that he lives in the same place where famous footballers like Henri, Bergkamp and Vieira scored so many goals. Some parts of the stadium are still here, and that's why it's so attractive to fans of the game. For example, they've kept the pitch and made a beautiful garden out of it. It's called Highbury Square now. They've also kept the players' tunnel. You know, the tunnel which players walk through to get to the pitch. I'm actually standing in it right now, feeling the atmosphere. It leads from my friend's block of flats to the garden. When I get back to the flat, I'll send you some photos. Bye!
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu trzeciego.
Three. What should you do when you don't know what to do? Well, the obvious answer is you should do something new, something that you've never done before. And that is exactly what Jess Mell did last year. She challenged herself to do a new thing every day for 100 days. Welcome to the studio, Jess. What inspired you to take on such a challenge?
Well, I changed jobs 2 years ago. Now I only work from home. It was fun at the beginning, but with no colleagues to talk to in person, I started to get really unhappy and bored. So I thought, what if I started doing something new every day? Maybe it would make my life more exciting and give me a chance to spend more time with other people.
What kinds of things did you try?
Oh, many different things. I had my hair dyed pink by one of my friends. I played chess for the first time. I also visited some museums I'd never been to. The most interesting one was the National Maritime Museum in London, where I saw exhibits relating to the sea and navigation. During my challenge, I also flew on a plane for the first time ever. I documented all of my activities on social media.
What happened after you finished your 100-day challenge?
Well, I was really sad when it ended because there were still some things to do on my list, things like sailing, windsurfing, or kitesurfing.
So, finally, what are you going to do now?
Well, I guess I'm going to keep trying new things. It's now just a part of who I am. I think I might try and climb 12 mountains in 12 months. They wouldn't have to be very high mountains, though. Or maybe I'll have a completely different idea. Time will tell.
Thank you for talking to us, Jess.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What should you do when you don't know what to do? Well, the obvious answer is you should do something new, something that you've never done before. And that is exactly what Jess Mell did last year. She challenged herself to do a new thing every day for 100 days. Welcome to the studio, Jess. What inspired you to take on such a challenge?
Well, I changed jobs 2 years ago. Now I only work from home. It was fun at the beginning, but with no colleagues to talk to in person, I started to get really unhappy and bored. So I thought, what if I started doing something new every day? Maybe it would make my life more exciting and give me a chance to spend more time with other people.
What kinds of things did you try?
Oh, many different things. I had my hair dyed pink by one of my friends. I played chess for the first time. I also visited some museums I'd never been to. The most interesting one was the National Maritime Museum in London, where I saw exhibits relating to the sea and navigation. During my challenge, I also flew on a plane for the first time ever. I documented all of my activities on social media.
What happened after you finished your 100-day challenge?
Well, I was really sad when it ended because there were still some things to do on my list, things like sailing, windsurfing, or kitesurfing.
So, finally, what are you going to do now?
Well, I guess I'm going to keep trying new things. It's now just a part of who I am. I think I might try and climb 12 mountains in 12 months. They wouldn't have to be very high mountains, though. Or maybe I'll have a completely different idea. Time will tell.
Thank you for talking to us, Jess.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hi, sis. Would you like to come to a jewelry workshop with me on Saturday? I want to go there to make a surprise gift for my girlfriend.
A jewelry workshop? That sounds cool. Tell me more.
It starts at 10 a.m. and lasts 4 hours. Anyway, we have to check whether there are any free places left because the workshop is limited to 8 people. When I booked on Monday, they told me there were 4 more places left, so I hope there'll be room for you.
So do I. How much is it?
It's £50 per person. All the materials are provided at no extra cost. You will need special gloves to protect your hands while making the jewellery. You can get them at the workshop for a small additional fee. By the way, there is also a lunch break, but lunch isn't provided.
Okay, no problem. And what are you going to make? A ring? A necklace?
No, we're all going to learn how to make a silver bracelet and earrings that go well with it.
Well, now I definitely want to go. Where is it organised?
It's going to be held in a really nice place, a little jewellery shop called the Shine Studio. It's very easy to get there. It's on Magnolia Street, you know, the street that leads to the park. Once you're on Magnolia Street, just go straight on until you see the art gallery on your left. The jewellery shop is across the street. The owner's called Patricia Wiley. I'll send you a PDF leaflet in a minute. Patricia's number is on it.
Thanks. I'll call her right away.
Great. I hope you get a place.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, sis. Would you like to come to a jewelry workshop with me on Saturday? I want to go there to make a surprise gift for my girlfriend.
A jewelry workshop? That sounds cool. Tell me more.
It starts at 10 a.m. and lasts 4 hours. Anyway, we have to check whether there are any free places left because the workshop is limited to 8 people. When I booked on Monday, they told me there were 4 more places left, so I hope there'll be room for you.
So do I. How much is it?
It's £50 per person. All the materials are provided at no extra cost. You will need special gloves to protect your hands while making the jewellery. You can get them at the workshop for a small additional fee. By the way, there is also a lunch break, but lunch isn't provided.
Okay, no problem. And what are you going to make? A ring? A necklace?
No, we're all going to learn how to make a silver bracelet and earrings that go well with it.
Well, now I definitely want to go. Where is it organised?
It's going to be held in a really nice place, a little jewellery shop called the Shine Studio. It's very easy to get there. It's on Magnolia Street, you know, the street that leads to the park. Once you're on Magnolia Street, just go straight on until you see the art gallery on your left. The jewellery shop is across the street. The owner's called Patricia Wiley. I'll send you a PDF leaflet in a minute. Patricia's number is on it.
Thanks. I'll call her right away.
Great. I hope you get a place.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.